Blog Talk Radio.
People that we love, the people that we feel
know the source of their pain, when we know what happened to them, when we know who to blame, when we know who did what to who, a lot of times we want to take action about that. A lot of times we want to, you know what I mean, sometimes we want to go ahead and put hands on the problem. But we're going to talk about that. Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun, Sun 752. And this is the Urban Therapy with Sun show. We do this every single Sunday from 11 a.m. till around 12:30-ish. And the reason that we say 12:30-ish is because sometimes it gets so heated that we just have to do a little OT on a Sunday. And it is Sunday, baby. And this is the show where adults come out and play with other adults. We laugh, we cry, we argue, fuss, and fight, go back and forth with each other, bust it up all crazy. We push each other up the sliding boards. We push each other on the swings. We play on the monkey bars, the merry-go-round, and the sandbox. We take an introspective look into our own personality to see how we fit into this thing called the universe and project this thing and project ourselves into this thing called life. And this life is something that we must live. And the love is something that we have to give each and every last one of us. My name is Sun752, aka Omar with the rrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. It is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. Thanks for coming through, y'all. So we're talking about the reasons why we feel pain when they feel pain. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You know, a lot of people report feeling the pains of the pain of their children when their children are hurting. You know, when have you ever seen a child of yours or another child that you care about fall off a bike or crash into something or fall down and really, really hurt themselves? Some kids are such troopers, they don't even care. You know, they take that, they take their little fall on the chin and they be like, you know, they just dust themselves off. And sometimes as adults, we feel so much pain that we feel like they should feel that they ain't even really all that stunned about it. But they see our attention that we're paying to it and they be like, they start crying because they figure, oh, I'm supposed to cry about this. I'm supposed to get all bent out of shape. I'm supposed to be messed up over this. You know what I'm saying? When the child themselves may not really feel that pain. So, you know, we feel what our children feel because we love our children. We created our children. What should I say? We conceived our children, gave birth to our children. We raise our children, nurture our children, and protect our children. So when they get hurt, even if they hurt themselves, you know, they might fall down and scrape their knee. We start, you know, you start rubbing your own knee. You know what I mean? You can't let a child see you rubbing your own knee when they just hurt their knee. They're going to start tripping. They're going to start panicking. And when you can't keep yourself from panicking, hey, it is what it is. It is what it is. Circa 2009 says she can't hear us, but it may be her phone. I hope so, because I checked the speed on the I checked the internet speed today, and we was good. Levels is good. So that's how we're getting it down on the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. Yeah, you know, your child hurts themselves, you feel hurt, you feel pain, whatever. I swear to God, man, I got word that my dad was in the hospital, had got put in the hospital. He had like a real bad, he was having really bad back pain. I swear to God, my back was hurting. My back started hurting soon as I got off the phone from getting word about it. My back hurt for about 3 weeks, maybe a month. I don't know. And it physically hurt. So was it the stress? Was it the worry? Was it the concern? I didn't even know how bad his back was hurting. I just heard that he was hurting over the phone. Yeah, I got the word over the phone. I started tripping like, yo, the God messed up. The God messed up. Nah, we can't have that. We can't have that. You know what I'm saying? So I know what it's like to feel pain, and that mental aspect of the emotional pain. It's something that is a hell of a phenomenon, and many people may deny it, like that's a placebo or that's just psychosomatic or whatever. Well, to keep it a buck with you, it doesn't really have to be anywhere except for in your mind. You know, if you feel pain, if you feel like you feel pain, your body is going to respond to that. You can easily get symptoms. You can easily get symptoms of an illness by hearing about an illness. You know, it can trigger your anxiety or your paranoia, whatever the case may be. But when you have people in your life that are suffering from certain diseases and conditions and you know, just from being hurt or whatever, you know, it can make you feel that way. Physically, like, you know, you may know in your mind that it ain't exactly right, but see, oh shit, what did I just do? Hold on, what the fuck did I just do? Okay, I don't know what I just did. I was trying to wave at Sucre Je Trois, but it wasn't letting me do it. I don't know what's going on here. But maybe I did do it because she's waving back. Hey! I don't know. Instagram is sometimey. They getting funny on me. They getting funny on me. But anyway. That's weird. That's real weird. Maybe. No, I got nothing. I have nothing. All right. But yeah, like they say that the brain controls all of your nerve functions and your nerve endings, and so they say without a brain you would never feel pain because the brain has to send messages to your muscles to other organs in your body in order for them to function. So that's why when your brain dead, none of the other bodily functions are operational. You kill the brain, you kill everything else. You kill part of the brain, just like when somebody has a stroke. When you kill part of the brain, whatever part of the body that part of the brain controlled will be immobilized. And that's why people have to try to go to therapy and things like that to try to recover the scientific term for a stroke is called a cerebral accident. I don't know if y'all know that. It's called a cerebral accident. A cerebral accident. When you're younger, you think a stroke is similar to a heart attack, but it's sort of like a heart attack of the brain. Just as serious. Definitely just as serious, but you know, you handle them in different ways. So you know, even though if somebody falls down or gets hit by something or impact or whatever, that hasn't physically happened to you, but you may feel it. You may feel it somewhere in your mind, somewhere on your body. You know what I'm saying? And you may be able to ward it off in the beginning, like, yo, I'm tripping. This ain't really happening. You know what I'm saying? But as time goes by, you may actually start to feel that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you may have problems that only a psychologist can fix. You got physical problems that only a psychologist can fix. And that has been an actual fact for some people. That has been an actual fact where some people actually had to go to a psychologist because they were having physical ailments. Yeah, they were having some physical problems, huh? It was physical. So we're talking about when they feel pain, you feel pain. The reasons why when they feel pain, you feel pain. Is it a spiritual connection that makes you feel somebody's pain? Now, when we start talking about mental and emotional pain, let's say emotional pain, because I'm not sure if mental pain is the right word. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, we know it's in the mind, and you know, but even though we talk about things that we talk about, you know, feeling things from the heart, or you know, dealing with things from the heart, we're really talking about emotions, not necessarily mental. You know what I mean? When you talk about somebody has emotional problems, and when you talk about somebody that's having mental problems, you're not talking about the exact same thing, even though you might kind of be talking about the same thing, because they both come from the brain and all that and everything. And you feel what I'm talking about? Okay. Funny thing about this emotional pain thing, you know, when somebody knows, no, when somebody that we know has been hurt by somebody else that we know, how do we handle that? Individually, how do we handle that situation? How do some of us handle that situation versus the way that other people handle that situation? You know what I mean? Sometimes some people want to put hands on that situation. You know what I mean? Like, you know, somebody breaks your sister's heart, and your sister is your heart. That's your sister's sister. Whether it's your blood sister, or whether it's like your cousin who's like a sister, or whether it's like your friend who you're so close to that y'all like sisters. Or should I say y'all like cousins, which means y'all like sisters. Yeah. You know, let's say she has a boyfriend that has broken her heart, either broke up with her for no good reason or cheated on her or did something that really, really hurt her feelings. And you feel like she didn't deserve that. It can happen to a brother too. Don't get me wrong, but we're talking about a sister right now. You feel like your sister didn't deserve to get her feelings hurt. You may feel like she should have never dealt with this dude against our better judgment. You know, she should have never messed around with him. But we warned the boy, you better not hurt my sister, because if you do, it's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem. It's going to be major. You're going to have to deal with all of us. You know how family get. You know how family get about other family. I've heard people put these threats out to people, to family members that they wasn't even all that close to. They just want to let you know, we ain't the type of family to mess around with. You don't want to play around with this, homie. See, what you want to do is you want to steer clear of trouble around here. You don't want to mess around. You don't want to play around. You don't want to play these games here. You understand? Under dig, know what I'm talking about? So we might try to, you know, if we feel like the situation warrants it, we might send somebody around there to put hands on the boy. Or we might do it ourselves. Like, you know what? I'm not contracting out for this one. I'm going to go talk to him, and he ain't going to like nothing I have to say. And he definitely ain't going to like what I'm going to do. So we go around there and we start a fight with the person that has put their hands on the feelings of somebody that we love, that we care about. Yeah, they didn't physically put their hands on them, but they hurt them to the point where they're crying and they're distraught and they're upset and they're messed up and they're not doing well. All because of you. So we're going to go around there and put hands on them. Now, my question is this going to fix the problem? Will this make it all right? Will it? Will this make it okay? You know, because when it gets to the point where maybe you have given somebody a warning once, a warning twice, and now you're ready to make a move on them. But you got to ask yourself, let's say you go around there and beat them up. Is that going to fix it? Is that going to fix it? Oh, I know what I did. And yeah, we got to get rid of that. Oh, fuck. I know what I did. Hold on. I had pinned a comment. I was wondering, like, why is that comment staying at the bottom of the screen? I did not know that you could pin a comment. I see that we have a caller on the line. Caller, I'm about to pick you up in just a second. Now I know I can pin a comment. I'm going to go ahead and pin one. Wait a minute. Okay. Hold on. I can't. Okay, got it. I fucked that all up. All right, this is what we're gonna do. Okay, there you go. Sheesh. Okay. All right. Suclés Jatois says temporarily. Like somebody putting hands on them might fix the situation temporarily. Well, we're going to take a look at that. All right. So I see we have a caller on the line. Caller with the last numbers 4828. Welcome to the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. Thank you for holding. What's on your mind this morning? What's good? Is it still morning?
Hi, good morning. Okay, so you had asked the question earlier if it was a spiritual connection. I think that it is, for depending on the nature of your relationship with the person, it can be a spiritual connection. Like I feel like with my sister, it is definitely a spiritual connection. We have a sense of when the other one is in despair, and it doesn't matter how long it's been since, you know, we've spoken, we'll just have, like, the need to contact the other person, and then, it's, of course, as soon as we speak to them, we find out that something, was off. And then for other people, it's an emotional connection, and, you know, sympathy, empathy, compassion, those sort of things come into play. And that's just my opinion, though.
Yeah. So, yeah, the whole spiritual connection thing, I totally get that. I've experienced that. I've lived that. You know, I've talked about a spiritual connection more in the sense of when you like somebody. Like when you you like somebody to the point where you almost feel like you in a past life or whatever, maybe y'all knew each other. You know what I'm saying? Like a spiritual connection, because it's not always somebody you have known for a long time. Sometimes it's somebody that you really have only known for a short time, but there's something there. There's something there,
right,
more than just general, you know, like or admiration for a person, you know, and it's not, I'm not going to say it's never a romantic thing, because in some situations it is, you know, you and your man, you and your woman can definitely have a spiritual connection. But a lot of times it can be confusing, because it can be towards a person that you have never really met, but you know, like there's something there, like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And, yeah, I know that feeling.
Mm-hmm. And I found out some of the reasons for it. You know, now some of these reasons may be a little unorthodox or maybe even off the chain or unbelievable to a lot of people who haven't studied it. But if you study astrology and you understand how charts work and how moon phases and things like that fit into astrology, and you start seeing how it works, you start to see like, but there may be more to this spiritual connection than just coincidence. You know, like you and a person may have similar signs in your chart. And, you know, so if you study astrology enough, you start to see more characteristics that will manifest themselves in people who have similar signs in their chart than just what you may see written on paper. You'll start to actually see things that other people won't write about, but you'll bear witness to, like, So because astrology is not an exact science, whatever an exact science is, because that's one of those words, like, what is an exact science? You know what I'm saying? But okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess an exact science for our purposes is a science that's verified by a governing body to hold some type of testable facts. Huh?
It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. We can go with astrology. So, like, I mean, I think
I'm only saying how they don't say that astrology is an exact science.
Gotcha.
So.
Yeah. So like I'm with this guy. I haven't been with him long, but I can literally, I don't know. I get this thing in my stomach, like little ticklies in my stomach when I feel like something's bothering him. You know, and I'll be like, oh hey buddy, how's your day going? But really, it's because I'm calling or you know sending a text message because I felt like something was off. And it's funny that you bring that up as far as, you know, with somebody that you like.
Yeah. When you get to know a person, if there's something there enough for you to care about them, yeah, you're going to want them to be okay. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Some people may look at that as just an obligation. You know, like, of course, you're supposed to care about somebody that you're dealing with or whatever, but it's bigger than that because.
But how is it that I can sense when something's wrong?
Yeah, well, with some people, you can sense right in on their face or you can see in their patterns that something is wrong, and some people you have to know long enough to be able to sense it that way or to find out about it that way. But when it's somebody that you haven't known a long time, you don't have as much information. You know what I mean? But nonetheless, when you're feeling somebody, when you care about somebody, when you love somebody, you want them to be okay. Even if it's for no other reason than when they are healthy, when they're strong, when they're doing good, they're more fun. You know what I'm saying? You know, it could be a drinking buddy of yours. You know, people who get high together, get drunk together and stuff like that, they depend on each other a lot. So if you drink some bad malt liquor or something, it's like, damn, I could have been drinking right out of that bottle. You say your stomach hurt? My stomach hurt. You know, that's a little extreme. But it really is along those lines. It really is along those lines when you really take it into consideration. So, all right. So let me ask you this. Like, because a little bit before I clicked you on, I was talking about how you might want to physically handle a situation where somebody has hurt somebody that you know. You know what I mean? Now, we know that when you go to, okay, all right, let me try to dissect this a little bit because there are so many facets of this thing that is not as easy as it may, as we may give it credit for. If you have ever been in a situation where somebody hurt somebody's feelings that you know, if you go put hands on them, you go beat them up, like, oh, yo, you cheated on my girlfriend, or you cheated on my cousin or my sister or whatever, you know what I mean? You know that shit wasn't right. We warned you about that shit. So y'all beat the boy up. Y'all beat him down or whatever, whatever. All right, now what? Are we all better? You know what I'm saying? Are we good? We all right? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you asking me? Oh.
Yeah, I'm asking you. Like,
no,
you know, people.
Not where I'm from. You know, the way I was raised, we're not laying hands unless hands were laid. Like, you know what I mean? Unless there's a threat, we're not gonna. Right. You mean everybody gets their feelings hurt?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, okay, you know, you gonna take that one on the chin? You gonna leave? You gonna stay? What's happening? But the minute that we find out, and us finding out is the important key, that somebody laid hands, will it make it better? Abso-fucking-lutely.
Really?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Okay.
Yep, I'm just saying, you have no business laying hands, and, you know, it's about to go down. Yeah,
okay.
It's that simple. But we're not laying hands because y'all got into an argument. Couples get into an argument, they break up, all that other jazz.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
You know, and we may issue a warning. Well, not may. We will issue a warning if we feel like, you know, you made the other person made our family member feel as if you were going to be physically threatening.
Mm-hmm.
Or issue a warning so that you understand what's going to happen next, you know. But yeah, we're not going to just lay hands because you hurt somebody's feelings. That's ridiculous.
Okay, that's
or
interesting.
Because you cheated. Yeah, that's. Mm-mm.
Okay, how about this? Okay, now you say with your people, it's not about the emotional pain that may have been inflicted on your loved one. It's all about the physical pain. So are y'all like sitting, are y'all laying in wait? Are y'all laying in wait? You just wait like, yo, I hope he pluck her in the forehead. You know what I'm saying? I hope he grabs her hand too hard.
Please, hold up.
I hope they caught in the doorway together, and he brushed up too hard.
Okay, that, true story. That really happened to me. But okay, so it's not that we don't care about the emotional part. We do, and we do feel the pain. However, we're not going to inflict physical pain because, you know, he or she hurt your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
But I personally was in a situation where my family suspected there may have been some things going on, but I hadn't confirmed it because, you know, you feel when you're in certain situations, you feel ashamed. And so I remember one of my uncles and my brother was like, if he even brushed up against you in the doorway, and no lie, he brushed up against me in the doorway. You know how you hit somebody's shoulder?
Yes, I do.
You know? Yeah, he did the shoulder hit, and I was like, damn, I'm about to lose my whole certification, you know, and I was like, I can't lose my certification, so I'd tell my brother, and, you know, that was that, but, yeah.
So, okay, here's the thing about it, shouldn't your boyfriend be able to brush up against you? Like,
yeah, well, yeah. Should he? I sure hope so. But, you know,
yeah.
Brush up in that way. the shoulder lean, I know you know what I'm talking about. You
I know.
That,
I know what you mean.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the
mm-hmm.
old school.
I do.
That's,
you know
that's,
what I mean?
you starting something, and you know you starting something. So, no, your boyfriend should not be able to do that.
Knock this off. I dare you. Look, that pen is right there chilling. Ain't nothing going to move it except for somebody. Like, look, I can move my head. Shin don't do nothing. So it would take a lot of force for somebody to knock that pen off. So they would have to really, really have meant to have moved me, hurt me. You know what I'm saying? It was physically did something to me in order to knock that pen off. Because the pen is right there chilling. You know what I mean? It's on there as sturdy as these necklaces on my neck. So, you know what I mean? I might do a whole put your hands up. Put your hands up. You about to get this. You about to get this work. But nah. But
the hold
thing
up,
is,
the pin fell.
Huh? Oh yeah, I know.
The pin fell.
That's because somebody, a ghost in here. You know what I mean? Trying to push me around. But anyway. Yeah. Physically, okay. Now, we're talking about when the reasons why we hurt when they hurt. So if somebody has emotionally hurt somebody that we love, that we care about, are we emotionally hurt too? I mean, because, okay, but hold on. Let me break this down a little bit, because there may be a few variables in here. You know what I mean? Like, check it out. All right. We know, okay. Your sister, okay. I'll make it a man this time. All right. So your brother been dealing with this chick. You know the chick was slimy. You know she was grimy. You know that your brother was, his nose was wide open or whatever. I'm like, and you like, why is he dealing with this chick? You know what I'm saying? And he got caught out there by the chick, and, you know, and your brother is hurt, you know, and she was like his kryptonite to his Superman. So you want to put hands on the chick, but you know damn well that if you put hands on the chick, you know, your brother going to be right back with the chick because he want to be with her. And this is one of the things that gets us into trouble when we send the goons after our sister's boyfriend. Like, they ain't done yet, and that's a problem. But the question that I'm taking too long to ask is, all right, my brother got played. Do I feel like I got played? My sister got played. Do I feel like I got played? Because we're not acting like we got played. And to further push the envelope on this concept, ain't it funny how we may go to physically put our hands on somebody that has hurt our loved one's feelings, but that's probably not how we handle our own hurt feelings. You know what I mean? Like, why do we find the solution in getting physical for somebody else's situation when we would not have handled that situation physical for ourselves? Ourselves, we would have thought it out a little bit more, like, oh, you going to play me, right? Okay. I got something for you. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to slow walk you. But for our loved ones, we like, there ain't no fucking slow walking. Ain't no fucking slow walking. We about to go crush this bug right now. I'm about
Hold
to go
on.
Squat this fly right now.
Hold on. We all have those family members that will lay hands regardless of whose situation it is, whether it be theirs or someone else's.
That's
but when
true.
It comes to our personal relationships, yeah, we take more time with it because we understand the limitations of our emotions, our temporary, you know, emotions, and we know that we are not through. But you still want to have this sense of camaraderie, you know, when it comes to your people. So yeah, you might be ready and willing to to jump bad when it comes
ready
to
lay
somebody
hands.
Else. That,
yeah.
When it comes to your people, it's actually pretty simple, if you ask me. But I am not laying hands because somebody broke my brother's heart. That has happened, you know, where their hearts have been broken, and it was like, yeah, that's fucked up. I knew she wasn't shit, but you know, you had to work through that on your own. now if she hits him, and this has happened. If she hits him, I don't know, with like a bat or anything in his back, with his back turned, then she is getting fucked up.
You know what? Some people need to stop listening to my shows. I gotta stop sharing information. I'm just saying.
Because now you hit me in my motherfucking back. Now you hit my brother in the back with a bat. Now you hit me. I felt that. I was wondering why my back was hurting. So now, yeah, it's about to be something, because he's not going to lay hands on you. He's not. He might whip you up a little bit, but he ain't gonna. You know, he's not gonna hit you. He's gonna tell you, I'm gonna call my sister, and I'll see you so we can have a conversation.
You said you was wondering why your back was hurting. Y'all on some Corsican Brothers type shit?
I'm just saying. You saying when they feel pain, do we feel pain? Yep, sure did. Hypothetically speaking, but yeah.
I mean, it seems, maybe it's hypothetical, maybe it's not. Like I said, but I remember a few months. It was a month. It was this year. It was. Or was it last year? With all I know is that when I got the word that my pop, you know, back was fucked up, he was on his way to the hospital or whatever, I swear, I was like, what the fuck? I was like, nah, I'm tripping. That shit was hurting like fuck. You know what I mean? Like, I be having lower back problems anyway, but I never used to have that before. You know what I'm saying? Like, all that shit is new within the last, I would say, about maybe 3 years or so. Yeah. But anyway, it's funny how protective and how nurturing we can be over someone else that may be able-bodied enough to take care of themselves. But with our own situation, sometimes we are way more rational. We are way more logical. We are way more patient than we are for our loved ones. And what is it that sparks us to do that? I mean, is it that we want them to know that we have their back? Do we want them to know that they are protected? What do you say? Like, what is it?
It is. It's definitely. We definitely want them to know that, hey, you're not by yourself in this, and we're not going to just sit here and watch some shit happen to you. It's protective nature that kicks in, you know. And for real, I always raise an eyebrow to family members who don't have that sixth sense, that sense that like that where it doesn't kick in. Where they can find out that somebody laid hands on their people and they were like, yo, that's messed up. You should leave them. And that's their only response. What the fuck? No. What? No. He just punched a dude in the face. You know what I mean? Punk.
I mean,
like, seriously.
Yeah, I mean, he may have. Well, you know, not being in that situation, but being close to situations like that, some people know that putting hands on a person just ain't gonna it ain't gonna fix the problem. Like, it would be nice.
So do you have children?
Yeah.
Okay. Boy or girl?
Boys and girls.
Okay. So if somebody laid hands on your children, let's say the children are I mean, I don't know the ages, but let's say that they're 18 and above. Something. So another adult lays hands on your children.
Mm-hmm.
Will you just be like, yeah, you should just leave them alone?
Nah, But I guess I was thinking more of a situation where there's a history of abuse. You know what I mean? Like, we've gone over there and handled this before. You know what I'm saying? Well, or we've done this with previous boyfriends. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. So you got a thing for cats that are either you have a thing for people who are aggressive that way, or like there's something going on. There's pattern behavior going on. Like we had to put our hands on 16-year-old boyfriend, I should say. Then we had to put our hands on 18-year-old boyfriend, the graduation boyfriend. Then we had to put our hands on 20-year-old boyfriend, the college boyfriend. And guess what happened with each and every one of these boyfriends? You went sneaking back around with the boy, you know what I'm saying, or whatever.
Yeah.
So I was thinking more along those lines. Like, yeah, out of the blue, your first encounter with getting smacked up, pushed, you know what I'm saying, threatened or whatever. No, we gonna handle that. So yeah, I was thinking more along those lines, whatever. It's crazy because you know that there are situations where you'll have to keep coming to the rescue of some people.
Yep.
Time and time again. Like, this is...
You ain't never... You it's
gonna,
true.
You start putting this on your taxes. Because you're going to have...
Yeah.
You gonna be
yeah. I have 3 family members like that. Four. Well, 3 of them are female and 1 is a male. He actually... We had to lay hands. I say we, but it was... Hypothetically speaking, this one person that I know had to lay hands on this female because she was very, very physical, and he wasn't gonna hit her, and he knew that her ass was gonna be kicked, so he moved away, like he moved out of range. So that I think, first of all, we drive, but okay, and we fly. You ain't said nothing. Merry Christmas. But
yeah.
Hypothetically speaking, that was the conversation. So I know those situations, and it's unfortunate. That cycle of abuse. It still doesn't mean that we're just going to up and stop feeling the pain. As a matter of fact, when there's a cycle of abuse, in my opinion, you feel it's almost like the pain is worse.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like the pain is worse because they're insisting on remaining in that situation. So they're constantly inflicting that pain on themselves and you over and over and over again. Because
yeah,
there is an emotional connection, because there is a spiritual connection in most cases.
Right. Well, see, all right, the reason that this is important is that now they got their ass kicked or they put hands on your loved one. Your loved one, they might not have gotten really, really hurt. You know what I mean? You know, sometimes it's severe, like a black eye, bloody nose, busted lip or something like that. And sometimes, you know, there are no marks, but you know it happened because it got reported, and the person that reported it ain't no liar. You know what I'm saying? So you got to go handle the situation. And just like the situation where your cousin tried to keep it on the low because, you know, they might not have felt like he might not have felt like his girl was up to task of getting hands put on her by y'all. Like, you know, you're like, y'all might be seen as serious handlers, and he ain't one, like my baby girl, she's a lover, not a fighter. I mean, she fight me, but you know, she ain't gonna fight nobody.
Yeah, she was a fighter.
She ain't gonna fight nobody that's gonna fight back. Like, what, is you crazy? You know what I'm saying? but so if we're talking about when the reasons that we feel pain when they feel pain, I'm not sure if in situations like that, if we felt the pain. Because where them getting hands put on them, not only maybe physically hurt them, but it hurt their feelings. With us, and they're not feeling anger, but you are. So are we really feeling their pain?
You don't think that anger can be pain? Painful?
But it's not the same pain.
Oh, no, no, no. But the title of the show is not whether or not it's exactly the same thing. It's whether or not we feel pain. They feel their pain and we feel ours.
Well,
ours just, our pain.
It says when the reasons why you feel pain when they feel pain.
Okay, so they felt pain, and I do too now. So it's like, you know, our pain may not be the same, but I felt pain when you felt pain.
I thought it had to be the same pain.
No, I don't know. I got to look in the description and see if you said we had to feel the same pain. I thought it was just they felt pain, and now we feel pain. And I really do, when somebody I love gets hurt, I feel pain.
Mm-hmm.
It's an issue. I feel it. You know?
Okay. No, I believe you. Okay. So let's move on a little bit. And I see we have another caller on the line. We're going to get to the caller with the last numbers 2968 in just a second. When somebody that you care about, somebody that you love is physically sick, you know, sometimes we feel that pain. And that's not a situation that we can put hands on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So let's say a loved one of yours is suffering from cancer. If you've ever watched someone die of cancer, you know, it hurts.
It does.
It hurts. You know what I'm saying?
I know this firsthand. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, it does. It hurts bad. And sorry that you had to experience that, go through that experience. So many people.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm going through it right now again. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a tough situation that so many of us go through. And, you know, I've seen family members handle things crazy, like in the hospital. You know what I mean? They want to put hands on doctors. Y'all not giving them the right treatment. You know, shit like that. We're really trying to, we're so frustrated with our inability to be able to help that we're trying to beat up the caretakers. Like, all right, I can't beat the disease, but I can beat up whoever ain't fixing it. You know what I'm saying? So it's a tough situation. It really, really, really is a tough situation, you know, but you will feel that pain. And all cancer is painful, all of it, but you kind of have to ask the person who is suffering from it where it hurts, why it hurts, you know, exactly like what the pain is like. But sometimes our imagination just takes center stage and you can actually feel that shit. Like,
Yeah.
I don't know what it's like to feel anything in the pancreas. I don't know what my pancreas feels like, but I know that people who have had pancreatic cancer, you know, once it metastasizes, they hurt everywhere. So it doesn't matter if you know where the pancreas is or how that pain hurts. You know, you feel it. You know that they're hurting everywhere. And mm-hmm. and anybody who has ever suffered from internal injuries, you know, like, ugh, that shit is all up in here. You know what I'm saying? And then you can't put a Band-Aid on the shit.
Mm-hmm.
Look, it's a tough, tough, tough situation. Watching somebody go through a terminal illness is a tough, tough, tough situation. And unfortunately, you live life long enough, you're going to watch it time and time again if you're the type of person that's there for people. And since we're talking about the reasons why we feel pain when they feel pain, or you feel pain when they feel pain, you know, like, yeah, you're gonna you're going to be faced with that situation. It's going to be a toughie, and it is a toughie. All right. Okay. We're going to take the caller. Hold on for a minute. Caller with the last number is 2968, just as mentioned before. Thank you for holding. What's on your mind this morning? Well, it's kind of morning. Yeah, afternoon.
Hey. Good morning.
What's going
morning.
On, my dude?
Man, you know, everything's wonderful, amazing, you know what I'm saying? Because I listen to certain things, and then I learn that I got to be careful what I be listening to, man, because I listen to what comes out of my mouth sometimes. I'm like, uh-oh. So I got to be careful what I listen to, you know, and that helps me a lot in a lot of areas of my life so I don't have to, like, you know, mess around, you know what I mean? I can just do what I do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so you was spitting a lot of stuff out there, and I'm trying to follow everything, you know, and here we are switching gears, and I'm like, oh, no, he's going to go this direction now. I see where we go now. And I'm trying to remember what I was thinking about when you was talking early on, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the topic is the reasons why you feel pain when they feel pain. So we're talking about when you really care about somebody.
Yeah.
And they're either sick or somebody has hurt their feelings or put their
right.
hands on them, and you know,
right.
and we're
yeah.
talking about the reasons why you feel what they like, why you possibly physically
gotcha.
Feel the way they possibly physically feel.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, that's something that we got. You know what I mean? It's one of the things. You know, we're. You can empathize with other people or sympathize with them, you know, because you've been in their shoes before, perhaps, you know, and if you haven't been in their shoes, you know, you can feel things, you know, the surface of who you are is your feelings, but you're not your feelings. You're underneath your feelings, who you are, you know, your emotions, what you think, what you say, and what you do. So sometimes entirely too much, we find ourselves relying on our feelings, and we shouldn't really be doing it, but we do it. But check it out, man. We should learn.
Can you explain to me what you mean by being underneath your feelings? That sounds deep. What does that mean? What do you mean by that?
Underneath our feelings. You know, we have a rough exterior to ourselves, and there's a sacred place to ourself, which is underneath that rough exterior, okay? And that's where you are. You're not out here on the surface. This isn't who you are. You're underneath all that, inside, who you are inside, buddy. And that's where we start doing rehabilitation, you know what I mean? Because a lot of people get caught up in all this other stuff, and they make all these mistakes in the world they live in, and they were never taking advantage of those possibilities that already exist.
That's kind of deep. That's kind of deep right there. Let me ask you this: do you have children?
Yes, I do.
How many do you have?
I have two,
okay.
A boy and a girl.
A boy and a girl.
And they're adults. They're adults. Yeah, they're adults. And I got grandchildren too. So.
Okay. Okay,
yeah.
So when your children were young and growing up, did they ride bikes and skateboards and, you know, join in extracurricular activities at school and stuff like that?
Yeah, they did their thing. They had their support, their sports that they were involved in and things that they were interested. Yeah, they got escorted and chaperoned places and to do things. Yes.
Did you try to protect them from being hurt most of the time, or did they take their bumps and bruises like every other child?
Well, my kids weren't. They got their bumps and bruises. Yeah, when they're learning, yeah, they're gonna. You know,
mm-hmm.
There's times where, you know, like I would go if my son fell down, you know, and he would be like, you know, hurt holding his knee or something, you know, and yeah, I'd run over there, you know, but I'm not mom. You know, mom has mom's touch, you know. Mothers have a way of doing how they do it. you know, a dad will be like, let me take, let me see. Oh, oh, look, you'll be okay. You know, if that's the worst you're ever going to, you'll be just fine, you know, and shake it off. And, you know, and then the kid just comes right out of it, right? But mama wants to go, oh, let's go inside and, you know, get the water and the Band-Aid and this and that. You know what I'm saying?
Did you teach your children how to ride bikes?
Yeah.
How'd it go?
Good.
It went good? Like, you know, I'm asking because sometimes some children pick up how to ride a bike really fast, you know what I mean? And other children struggle, you know.
Sure.
Some parents, you know, like, I don't know how old you are, but I'm 50. So when I was younger, I never learned how to ride a bike with the training wheels. They tried to teach me how to ride the bike with the training wheels, but I wasn't feeling it. I felt like the training wheels were too restrictive. So,
right.
You know, so I was like, nah, I want to ride the bike like I see the rest of the kids riding the bikes. You know, no training wheels. Come on, let's just ride this thing. But nowadays with some parents, you see them out there with the bike, with the training wheels, and they got the helmet on, they got the pads on, they got all this protective gear. And, like, we didn't learn that way. You understand what I mean? Like, yo, you got to learn how to ride this shit the right way. And I understand that the parents are just trying to keep their children from being hurt, you know, against all odds.
I know what your point you're making now. I get the point you're making. You know what? You're right, man. Well, these kids used to go outside and play, you know what I mean? Today,
mm-hmm.
kids, huh, you take the computer away from them, man, you took their whole life away from them. You know what I mean?
With some children,
kids is that way. I see some grown folk acting just like these little babies in Duke. I'd be like, what? You guys better get off that PlayStation where you be playing over there, man. I don't know what you be playing that thing. You stay in that thing day and night. It's like you guys must be addicted to that stuff.
Yeah, it can be very addictive.
It is addictive, man. And I see people get hooked up on that. I'm hooked up on this phone, you know, on this phone too, you know. I like to get on the phone and go look around and do stuff. But you know what I'm saying? It's like, but you have to have balance. I heard you talking earlier about stuff, you know what I mean, about people. And I'm thinking there's a lot of people that project onto
mm-hmm.
people outside of themselves.
Yeah.
Hate. Listen. And I'm looking at this, right? I'm looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
Inside, in my mind's eye, I'm looking at this situation. Before anything ever even comes about, I'm already peeping already what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Huh?
No, I hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm already peeping this in my mind, what's going on, you know, and I'm already thinking that, you know, about me first, because if I don't see myself first, I ain't going to be able to see these people, man. And I got to have some accuracy when I'm looking at this stuff. You know what I'm saying? I can be messing around. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
So have you ever, go ahead.
So let me just say this real quick. Then I'm going to forget what I'm saying. I'm looking at the situation and the fact that I look at myself first, I understand. You understand that part? Understanding is very key in this, because if you don't have understanding, then what do you have? You have what you're looking at, bitterness and hatred. And these people want to project that hated part of themselves onto me because they can't see themselves. So they can't see me. And I'm thinking, okay, let me just figure this out real quick, because I got to think, you know, what am I talking about? I don't even know what I'm talking about sometimes. I got to think about it. And I'm thinking, okay, I see what I'm talking about. So I want to handle this person because this person has insecurity. And how you handle their insecurity is going to determine what kind of benefits you're going to be experiencing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yeah. So if you examine your feelings in light of truth, which is underneath your feelings, okay, and the truth is where you're practicing doing the right thing. So this is a sacred place. And some people are in the sacred place profaning it with their adolescent behavior, which is unacceptable, but because you would think that these people would have learned something by now, correct?
You would think so, yeah.
Well, yeah, you would think so.
But
you know what? You got to have patience, you know what I'm saying? Because you sure needed it when you was coming around and getting that understanding.
Well, understanding is a journey. You know what I mean? You can have knowledge and wisdom, but understanding is how you put it all together. But let me ask you this. Have you ever felt like you were close to somebody, really, really close to somebody, to the point where you feel like you felt what they felt? And how did you handle that situation?
Man, dude, I got myself in a lot of trouble with that, to be honest. A lot of trouble. And I thought I was trying to do the right thing. I thought I was like being the servant, you know, put the robe, you know, the white towel around you and washing feet and stuff. And I realized that when I take on that person's experience, that person was handling that experience in a really wonderful way. But I thought it was an abuse to the way people were treating them. So I responded the way that I would respond, and I tried to take it easy on the response, but it came out really aggressive, and I ruined their whole thing by doing that.
Uh-huh. So what was the situation?
So it turned out that I had to learn how to do it, not just by running in there thinking I'm going to do something. I had to step back and say, oh, what did I just do? You know, I mean, because I'm making a mistake, and if I don't get corrected, then I could continue making those mistakes. So I had to take a look at my feelings and do a self-confrontation with myself in light of the truth, which is underneath them, where I am. And since I already know this is where the wellspring of life is, you know, my thought process, what I say and what I do is changing because I stay in the Word of God, and God changes what I think, what I say, and what I do. So he gets the glory for what he's doing. I'm just a conduit for that.
What else do you have to offer in the area of feeling somebody else's pain?
Okay, so it's tough, man, because it hurts. It hurts, you know. You ever had an assault placed upon the existence of the love inside of your heart? Have you? I'm sure you have. Yeah, and you had many of them. And I guarantee with each one, it proved one thing, first and foremost, that love in your heart is genuine, true love. So that puts a smile back on your face so you can continue doing what you were doing in spite of those assaults, which are many. And those are just many constant reminders of what you're doing and you're loving people.
Right. Loving people. Do you think that it's easier to feel the pain or to actually feel pain or feel the emotions of someone that you are blood related to or somebody, or could it just be anybody that you just happen to care about or learn to care for?
Of course, our immediate circle of influence, you know, our immediate circle of people that are closest to us, they can hurt us the most. Somebody in Hong Kong on a rooftop can't hurt me. I don't know them, you know, but yeah, but it doesn't matter, bro, because this is universal. You know what I mean? We're talking about everybody, you know. Doesn't matter if it's grandma, the neighbor down the street, the, you know, whoever, the milkman, which they don't come by anymore. That sucks, man. I really loved that milk when they used to deliver it back in the day on the porch. But those days are gone.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Hold tight. We have another caller on the line. Hold on a second. All right. Caller with the last number, 7019. Welcome to the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. Thank you for holding. What's on your mind this morning? But it's afternoon.
Good afternoon. I just wanted to impress upon our feelings and our need to have a conversation about our feelings and think about how we go about our day and work at being friends.
Okay. You're saying that to say what exactly?
And we all have feelings.
And we all have feelings. Right, right.
And we feel other people's feelings.
That's true. Well, let me ask you this. How, if you can explain briefly, how do you handle someone else's hurt feelings versus how you hurt your own? I mean, how yours get hurt. Like you know how we were talking earlier in the show, if you were listening, how sometimes, you know, we may physically try to hurt somebody who has hurt the feelings of our loved ones, but we may not actually hurt the person who hurt our own feelings physically. So how, you know, for you and for what you know of, what would be the difference, if there are any differences, between the way that you hurt, that you handle someone else's feelings who get hurt that you care about versus how you would handle your feelings being hurt?
Can you repeat the question? Say no. How I deal with...
Yeah, I was going to repeat it, too. I really was. I was going to... Like, okay.
No. How I deal with my own feelings is probably going to be very different from how I deal with someone who I'm concerned about feelings, because with my own feelings, I'm emotionally invested in my feelings, right? And so it may take a little bit more, a more thought out approach. When I deal with someone else's feelings, it's more from a supportive standpoint, where I'm just going to try to be as supportive as I can and try to be objective in the situation and possibly lead them to a resolution that's going to make them feel better about whatever they're going through.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, why do you handle that? Why do you choose to handle that a little bit differently? I mean, is it more of a situation where you feel like somebody that has gotten their feelings hurt that you care about, do you feel like they may not be able to handle that situation as rationally as you may be able to?
Not necessarily, because, I mean, like I said, you, with your own feelings, you have a stake in it, right? Like, you're emotionally invested in your own trauma. So with someone else, as much as you may care about the person, it doesn't always directly impact your life and your world, depending on the extent of the relationship. Like, if it's someone close to you, it may somehow impact you, but, you know, for the most part, they're carrying the brunt of whatever it is they're going through. So, you know, your role in that is either help them or remove yourself from the situation. And most people are going to make a decision whether they're going to, you know, either jump in with both feet or they're going to try to remove themselves from the situation because they don't want, you know, to be a part of whatever they're going through. Me personally, you know, if I know about a situation and someone has come to me with a problem, then I'm going to try to fix it however I can, or at least give them some advice or tools to help them figure it out on their own with whatever assistance that I can. But that would pretty much be my role. If it's someone who's immediately connected to me, you know, like my loved ones, my children per se, you know, I'm definitely more emotionally invested in my children because whatever hurt them, of course, I feel hurt from that. So if something is wrong with them or someone has hurt them in any way, you know, my immediate response is probably not of a good one because... You know, I want to resolve it, and sometimes, you know, not with such a cool head, depending on the extent of it. You know, if anyone touches my children, then I probably don't really have a cool head about that. But, yeah, outside of physically harming my children, you know, there isn't, you know, much that I'm not willing to do for someone to try to help them.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does. It does answer my question. I guess I'm really trying to figure out, well, I'm getting a lot of information, but I'm just trying to figure out why is it or how is it that we physically or mentally and emotionally feel the pain of people that we care about. And I guess while we're at it, I'm curious about the level of care that we have to have. One of the examples that we're using a lot are children, because we know that all parents love their children. Well, some don't act like it and some don't perform like it. And of course, there are levels to it, just like everyone else, everything else. And the question that I'm battling with is, how does the level of care that we have for a person, level of love, level of like, level of admiration, whatever level, on the positive side that makes us be close to somebody, how much does that play into how we will handle, feeling what they feel? Like, do they have to actively be around us? Or, are we dealing with people that are in our immediate cipher, or are people all the way across the world? You know,
I think it's different with different people. Of course, your children and your loved ones is probably very simple, because that's a natural instinct, right? We're all born with that, especially when it comes to being a parent. You're born with the instinct to want to protect that which come from you, right? So, and that's just across all species. I can't think of too many species who won't protect their child, or that's easy. Now, as far as when it comes to a person who's a friend of yours or an associate, I think that depends on the person and how much you have grown to care for that individual, how you place them in, how you place them in your realm of how you see people. So that's just going to depend on each individual person. Me personally, if someone is close to me, I sort of have the same or a similar care as I would someone who, was biologically related to me. And as much as, even if you are not getting along with your family members, your instinct to want to protect them still is there. I mean, that probably doesn't go away unless they've done something to really, really, just X themselves out of your life. But outside of that, I think that you still have that instinct to care about them in a way that you want to protect them from being hurt. And because they're hurt, you feel that and on any level, even if it's just, to want to help them get past that moment, you still have some level of care and hurt because you see them hurting and you want to fix it.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, how celebrities will get sick or pass away and their fans or people who may not have been even active fans will share this sadness and really, care for their family. Some people will send in money and things like that. Is that a real thing to you? And any of y'all can answer that, but is that real? Because you may not be the type of person that feels that way. It's like, you may have general love for humanity. Like, anybody, I would hate for anybody that I know or have heard of to have had to have suffered, but it may not pull at your heartstrings the way that you see people, like fans of celebrities, act out when they get hurt or get sick or die.
I can relate to that. Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying I'm not falling out or anything like that. I'm sorry, sis.
I didn't even realize you were still on the phone.
Oh, yeah, I was just being quiet. Like Whitney Houston. Certain celebrities, you'll feel, you may feel extra I don't know if I should say extra, but you'll feel emotional about, because maybe they have some type of influence. There's a feeling of melancholy for me with, you know, artists like Prince or Whitney Houston, because of what I was going through and, you know, when I became a fan. So, yeah, when they passed away, it was like I lost somebody, like my cousin Prince, you know, or my cousin Whitney. Them pass. That's like, you know, so it was, you know, that's really how I was really sad, you know, but it's because of the experiences surrounding whatever their, you know, entertainment influence was on my life at the time.
Yeah.
Plus a general sense of compassion.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I agree. Like when it comes to celebrities, of course, there's a level of sadness for me personally, like if it's someone that I either admired or, you know, had some connection with because of through their music, not because I knew them personally. But to say that I, you know, had shed tears and got like, you know, and really grieve them, I can't say that it's to that extent, but there definitely is a level of sadness. Like, you know, you kind of feel like, wow, that person is not going to be here anymore, that sort of thing for me. But I can't say that I grieve them as I would a family member. Like when my family members leave this earth, I'm distraught. So, you know, it doesn't rise to that level. Because I don't know them personally. The only thing I have is, you know, just what I know of them, you know, from a distance. So I can't relate with fans that, you know, really go all out and, you know, to that extent and go to the funeral and things like that. I can't relate. I'll watch from a distance, but I haven't been drawn to go to those extents or, you know, involve myself in people's personal life, so to speak, because I, you know, like them as a celebrity, you know, or an artist or something like that. I don't have that that kind of fanfare in me. I don't know.
Okay. Well, do you think that the people who do feel that level, people who send in money and gifts and cards and stuff like that, do you think that that the way they feel is genuine? Is it real?
Absolutely. Like, okay. Their feelings are just as genuine as my lack of feelings is genuine. You know, people feel how they feel. You know, some people, you know, as fans get very invested in their mm-hmm. in celebrities' lives, and they feel like they actually know them, you know?
Yeah.
Even on social media, like, people really get invested in other people's lives to the point where they really feel like, you know, they know that person, even if they've never talked to them in real life. You know, only thing they have is, you know, very basic communication, or even if the person never even communicated with them directly at all, even if they're speaking to a general population, they feel like they are speaking directly to them.
Mm-hmm.
I just have never experienced that.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, I mean, some people really, really get into it. Like, really, really heavy, to the point where, I mean, you would think that they really, really knew him. But, I mean, that shouldn't surprise us because many people live vicariously through their celebrities, you know what I'm saying? Not everybody understands the how human each celebrity is and how they are just people, and they were just mm-hmm. people before the fame and stuff like that. But I could still see how they could somehow feel connected to those celebrities in their own way and perform as if they really knew them or really felt them, or, you know, however it goes. So we going to get it. All right, y'all, we about to do these birthday shout outs. Listen, I want to thank each and every one of y'all for calling in. I appreciate it. Thanks for helping carry the show. Thanks for giving out that good info. And
you're the real MVP today.
I always wanted to be. Always wanted to be. Appreciate you mucho. All right, y'all.
No problem.
Y'all out of here. All right. a one, a two, and a three. All right. All right, y'all. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, glorious May 30th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, my girl Demetra. Key B. Merriman, happy birthday to you. And Latasha Jones, turning 42 years old today. And Arania Johnson, turning 49 years old today. And Regina Powell, turning 50 years old today. Half a century club, do the damn thing. And Kendra Leggett, happy birthday to you. And Tiana Loving London, happy birthday to you. And Kelly Camps, happy birthday to you. And Monique Lewis, turning 44 years old today. Bow, 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 bow. Happy birthday. And Erica E-Class Benz Custis, turning 38 years old today. Spin the barrel. Bow, 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 bow. And my girl Cecita P. Dawson. Texas is all up in the house. Happy birthday to you. And Rosalind Hartman, turning 68 years old today. And my man Keith from up the block, Vernon Keith Ruffin Jr., happy birthday to you. And last but not least, Candace NLVW Jesus Dorsey, turning 43 years old today. Happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious May 30th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out, rock on and do the damn, to rock out, rock on and do the damn, rock out, rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen. Yeah, when they feel, you feel. When they hurt, you hurt. When they love, you love. I don't know about that one. We don't always love the way they love, but we can often feel when they feel. And although we talked a lot about it being on the somewhat negative side, when we're talking about pain, whether we're talking about physical pain or emotional pain, I'm sure that on the positive side, when something makes someone else happy, we probably feel a little bit of that too. Maybe not on the same level, and definitely not with the same emotion. You know what I'm saying? Because something that may make someone happy, even though we want our loved ones to be healthy and happy, something that may make them happy may actually be dangerous, like drugs or toxic relationship or something crazy like that. So, you know, it goes the way it goes. Listen, I want to thank y'all all for coming through. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love you right back to life. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, I do. I will see y'all tomorrow. I guess we're going to have a show tomorrow. Why not? 7 o'clock tomorrow night for the Daily Go Get a Business show. I want y'all to have a good rest of the weekend. Enjoy your holiday. If your cookout got rained out today, it's kind of like how the cookie crumbles. And I feel your pain. I do. So with that being said, Blog Talker, get your own up out of here. I say I holler back. Peace.